host, Abby, and today I'm here with Brenna!
Hi. Oh my god, that was that was really awkward.
It's okay. Hi, Brenna. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty okay. First off, before we start, like, anything, sorry, I have not released an episode in a while. I have gotten really busy, and I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. Okay, so anyway, we are playing Real Talk the Game, and if y'all remember Halloween, that's the game that we played on Halloween, except now I'm playing it with a different person. So, Brenna, are you scared?
Yeah.
Are you scared?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's fine. So basically, with this game, it's called Real Talk. Ask real questions, get real answers on Get Real. Ooh. So there are three levels. There's house party, third date, and late night. Brenna, choose a level.
Late night, I guess. Yeah.
Late night. Okay. Going to late night. All right, Brenna, your first question. Oh, what is the last thing you cried about? How do you feel now?
Oh, I cried because I thought all my friends hated me.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it was really cute.
Same. Same. Girl, me too.
Yeah, it was really cute. It was kind of, like, fun and, like, yeah.
Oh, vibes. Okay, do you still want to stay on this level?
Yeah.
Okay. What... I can't ask that.
What is it?
It says, what is your most controversial belief?
Yeah, maybe don't. Maybe don't.
Okay. Okay, what's your worst memory?
I don't even know.
Cute. Nothing sad. Just like kind of like
sad.
The most embarrassing.
Most embarrassing? Oh my god. I don't even remember. I'm kind of like stupid.
There's this one time in Desert Sky where I was in the cafeteria and there was like a grape on the floor and I didn't see it and I slipped on the grape in front of everybody. I slipped on the grape in front of everybody and everyone was staring at me.
Oh my god. That's kind of...
It was mortifying. And that was like the most mellow experience.
That's
so much worse. Okay. What's a life decision you wish you could have undone?
I don't even know. I'm like blanking.
I know this kind of puts you on the spot, sorry.
I can
go first if you want to.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. A life decision I regret making was dyeing a strip of my hair pink because I wanted to dye my entire head pink, but my dad was like, no, you're gonna regret it. So he's like, alright, so you can dye a lock of your hair pink. However, we bleached it before then. So then when all the pink was gone, I was left with just this random blonde strip in my hair. And it made me feel like Anna from Frozen. But it took 3 freaking years to grow out. And people were just like, oh my gosh, were you born like that? And then I didn't want to explain to people that I just like made a stupid decision. So at that point, I was just like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I just said, I don't know. So anyone I ever told it was natural. It was not natural, bestie. We dyed it in 6th grade to protest the dress code. So sorry about that.
That's great. I love that.
Right? It was like a hot pink too. I wanted it to be like pastel, but the first day it was like hot pink. And then as I washed it more, it got to more of a pastel-y color. It was kind of pretty, kind of cute, but like not really.
Mine is probably dyeing my hair in like 6th grade. I dyed it like a weird like reddish brown, and then ever since my hair has been like a little bit like red.
I remember
so
that.
It was kind of cute.
Like, I remember that just because, like, we weren't friends in middle school, oddly enough.
Yeah.
And like, because I remember someone told me, they're like, oh, Brenna dyed her hair, and I was like, who's Brenna? And then they showed me you, and then I was like, oh, wait, it looks good. And they're like, did you see it before? And I'm like, no. And they're like, okay. You know, and I was like, does it look bad? Like, what? Oh my gosh. I feel like
really
all like, the decisions that we made were like about hair that we all regret.
Yeah, true. I think. Yeah.
Have you ever changed your mind about a deeply held belief?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate or not really?
No.
Okay.
We're not gonna talk about it.
Period. No, I have too. I had a bit of a character development, I would say, kind of like politically.
Yeah.
I don't I won't I don't think that I ever really had much of an opinion ever, except for like this year. That's when
Yeah.
my opinion started forming. And before that, I really didn't have much of a, I didn't really care. You know, I
Yeah, me
really did. I
neither.
was not interested. And then this year rolled around and I was like, all right. I was like,
Yeah.
okay, this is the year that's gonna test me. All right. Oh, who do you wish you knew better? Why hasn't it happened yet?
Kind of like nobody, because I kind of like hate everybody. So
Oh,
that's kind of like weird, but like
yep.
the people that I don't talk to, I usually don't like. So
Oh, gotcha. So
yeah, it's kind of
I'm kind of
cute.
wait, I'm kind of honored.
Yeah,
No
you're
shame.
one of the lucky ones.
I'm the lucky one. Oh my gosh. Who do I wish I knew better? Why hasn't it happened yet? I can't think of anyone in particular. However, I wish that I knew like some of my new friends better though. You know, like some of the newer friends that I made at like high
Oh,
school,
yeah.
I wish that I knew them a little better and I wish I'd known them longer than I actually have. You know, because like
Yeah.
I've known these people for like a year, half a year, and it's like I already feel like I know so much about them. I just wish that we had that like,
Like
you
longer,
know,
yeah.
like we've been friends for this long, you know, because it sounds stupid. It's like, oh, me and my best friend, yeah, we've been like friends for like half a year. And people are like, you can't be best friends with that. And I'm like, yeah, but like yet it feels like we've been friends for like a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, I don't know. I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's kind of like, what? Kind of icky. Oh, what's the most scared you've ever been?
Oh my God, literally,
Spooky.
I don't even know. I think it was like this happens a lot. Sometimes I'll get up in the middle of the night to get like water and then I'll like see something, but it's not actually there because I'm like half asleep. And then I get really scared and I like cry about it. I don't cry
Oh.
about it. That's like a not, that's not true. But yeah.
I have it. Oh my gosh. I just like, you just brought back so many freaking memories that I had just like shoved away. So this, so if any of you have ever been to my house, that's, oh, that's so freaking weird. That's so creepy. But if anyone has like ever seen kind of the outline of my house, you open my front door, you come into the like family room, and then there's a sliding glass door going to my backyard. Now, I have dogs. And they're both like little, they're smaller dogs. I have a Basset Hound and I have a Pug and a Beagle mix. So they're kind of like small, but like not Chihuahua size small. So they're like kind of like snout marks, I guess, are all on the bottom of the sliding glass door. And I went out and it was like 3 a.m. one night. And I walk out to my kitchen because midnight feast. Anyway, so I go out to my kitchen and one of my worst fears is that you could see like the street from my sliding glass door because it's across from Mesquite Elementary. And
Yeah.
you can just kind of like, you know, it is full range of the street. Of course, there's like a wall blocking it, but you know, you get the point. So I walk out into my kitchen and I'm like foraging for food as if I've never eaten before. Like I'm starving. And I look over at the sliding glass door just from my kitchen and I see like a face outline.
Oh
And I
no.
immediately fell to the ground trying to hide, and I'm shaking. I grabbed a knife, and then I look like I really like slightly peeked across my corner, across like the corner, right? I look at the sliding glass door. It was a fucking handprint. It was a freaking
Ew.
handprint. And I was like, oh my gosh, it looked so much like a face at the time, I promise you. But I saw it, and it was a freaking handprint. And I was like, oh
Oh, I
my.
thought you meant that there was just like a random handprint on the door. I was like,
No. No, well, there was a handprint on the door, but it was from the inside. And
girl.
I was like,
Yeah.
oh my gosh. You know, just because like you can't see that stuff during the day. And it's
Yeah.
like you get to night and then like the streets are all lit up and then it lights into your house and then you get scared, man. I was so ready for battle though. I had like a knife. I was armed. You know what? I was considered armed and dangerous. I'm just gonna say that. Anyway. Ugh, they're asking how's the game so far. Brenna, you have to rate it.
I'm gonna rate it. I'll rate it a 9.
A 9, so a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you want to know when we add new stuff? Not right now. We're filming a podcast, bestie.
What?
It just asked it like, do you want to know when we add new stuff? No, baby, I'm in the mo I'm like in the middle of recording. Hello. Okay. Oh, share another embarrassing moment from your life.
I don't even remember. I don't even know.
I can remember just a very recent time in, because you were there, I'm pretty sure, in our world history class.
Oh, God. Bad things happen there.
When we were outside doing, like, the whole debate. So our...
Oh, I was not there.
Oh, you weren't there? Damn.
No.
So our history teacher's so competitive, and she wanted to battle against this one class to see who, like, had the better students, who was smarter, whatever. And there was a task, because, like, it was, like, a whole... like Jeopardy type style game where you go against someone from the other class, and it was like you have to do a task and the first one to finish it and raises their hand gets to answer the question. Now my teacher came up with the brilliant idea: run to the fence and back. So you have a big group of high school freshmen running across like everything to the fence and coming back. And then she didn't realize that like you had to do it again. Hold on, I did not say that right. So we came back. She's like, I couldn't tell who was first. So she made us do it again. Now, I did it because it was just my turn to go up. And I almost biffed it in front of everybody. Like, I swear, I was a moment away from, like, death. And I did not biff it. I did not eat the ground. It was okay. Like, I was fine. But I did not win. So it's okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the girl who got, like, tackled?
No.
Oh,
my God.
So, keeping in mind, we're all running to the fence and back. On our way back, all of us realized, we're like, ah, no, screw this. We're, like, whatever, I'm not running. These two guys were so determined to be the first that they start running, and they tried to slow down, and this girl was in the way in our class. And she got thrown over the tables onto the concrete.
Oh, my God.
And she was, like, body checked, and I felt so bad. But it was so funny to watch because I was next to her and I see them like coming towards her, and I attempted to kind of like grab her arm and like hold onto her, get her out of the way, but I couldn't get a grip on her. So she went flying over the table and I felt so bad.
Oh no.
Right?
That's kind of bad.
Exactly. Okay.
I have an embarrassing story, Abby. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I thought you said you didn't.
No, I just had to, like, think. Basically, okay. This dude, right, he, after freaking school, he came up to me, and he was like, do you have a phone? And I was like, yeah, like, duh. And then he was like, oh, do you want my number? And I was like, what? And I was like, this does not happen. I was like, dude, I was like, because I thought he was, like, cute, but, like, I didn't actually want to, like, speak to him, because I don't like, talking to people, but I was, like, yeah, and it turns out he's a senior, so we're just not gonna, we're just gonna pretend that he's not. I don't talk to him anymore, because he kind of creeps me out, but, you know.
Ooh, child groomer, question mark, James Charles.
No.
No, so uncalled for. I just said, James Charles, we're coming for you. It's okay. So, this is the last question for late night. We can play another round if you want to. We could also just kind of, like, end it earlier. Is there anything you've never done out of the fear of being judged?
Worn shoes, like, they're the platforms are more than, like, an inch.
Oh, my gosh.
I have shoes, and they're, like, 2 centimeters.
Huh? Brenna, please wear them. Please
no,
wear
no,
them.
No, no, no. I want Doc Martens really bad, but, like, they make you, like, 3 inches taller, and I just can't do that.
My sister has a pair of Doc Martens that I steal sometimes. Whoop, Emily, if you're watching this, hey, girly. Let me see. Is there anything I've never done out of fear of being judged? Literally so many things. In middle school, I used to wear skinny jeans, but then people thought I was anorexic, so then I switched to mom jeans.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it's fine. I love mom jeans. Mom jeans are really cool. I like them. Yeah. Let's see what else. Oh, in like middle school, a lot of this stems from middle school. I'm so
middle
scarred.
School's it's chaotic. Like, I don't know.
I'm so scarred. It's not even funny. I used to be scared to wear a crop top because I was scared that the popular group, we all know who we're talking
yeah.
about, was gonna freaking attack me for it. Like, I thought that I was literally gonna get, like, hunted.
Yeah, I got slut-shamed in 7th grade because I wore a crop top to volleyball practice. Like, guys, it is hot. It is freaking hot.
Wait, by that group? By that group?
No, literally most of the A team for volleyball that year. Because I was on B team that year, ew. And then in 8th grade, I switched up a team. I'm just, like, good, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Can we talk about this? The A team at our middle school, they thought that they were, like, the shit.
Yeah, like, in 8th grade.
Like, bestie, you play volleyball. I don't want to hear it from you, okay?
Yeah, in 8th grade, our A team, like, we weren't, like, it was weird. Like, it was a bunch of freaking, they were weird. But, yeah, like, we were in Rincon, their gym, because, like, our gym was, like, broken.
And, oh, I remember that.
And it was freaking hot. Like, I don't know why it was so hot in this stupid gym. But I would get, like, slut-shamed for wearing a crop top because it was hot. Like, guys, I'm literally playing volleyball. What, like,
yeah.
Do you want me to wear a long-sleeve shirt?
You guys half naked on the court anyway. Why not just kind of, you know.
Right, yeah. It was kind of bad, but it's fine.
Like, y'all already have to wear stupid, like, outfits anyway.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not practical to wear pants.
Like, yeah, it'd be so much more aerodynamic for us to wear leggings, because then we wouldn't get, like, court burn on our
y'all
thighs.
Y'all get burned all the time, get bruises and stuff. Like, it's not practical, I'm just gonna say.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Okay, so, that was level 3. Do you want to play another round, or no?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, do you want to do level 1 and level 2?
Whichever.
Best girl? Pick one! Hello.
The second one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what is your greatest achievement so far?
I literally don't have one. I don't. I'm so, like, boring. Like, I don't do anything ever.
That's
so.
Not true. You're not boring. Anyone who's ever met Brenna knows that she is not boring.
Oh my god. Yeah, oh but, like, I just don't do anything, like, ever. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, at least that means that you haven't, like, done anything bad, you know?
Well, I've done a lot of bad things, but
we're not gonna talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, we're just gonna look over it.
I think my greatest achievement so far is probably this show.
Yeah.
Do you have any interests you've never told anyone about? Why or why not?
No. I don't have a lot of interests. Like, I don't
know. Okay, honestly, I don't know what to call it. I like sewing. I like sewing. True. Last year I made a cactus. It was the cutest cactus I've ever made in my entire life. It was the only cactus I've ever made, but it was the cutest. And I had so much fun making it. I love stitching it together. Anyway. What's something that you had to learn the hard way?
That if people decide that they don't like you, then I don't know. Wait, that made absolutely no sense. What the fuck?
No,
what did I even just say? That is not what I was trying to say at all. I just kind of blanked.
I think you might have just had a stroke right there. Like...
Yeah, you might want to go first. I kind of have to, like, comprehend what I have to say. Hold on.
Okay, yeah. Something I had to learn the hard way is men are trash. That is what I had to learn. Sorry, all the guys out there, but y'all.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I figured out what I need to say. I figured it out. That it's that the bitches that usually don't like me are never prettier than me. So, yeah, I'm just going to put that out there.
At least you're honest. And
yeah, there are these girls at school who really don't like me for no reason, and I've actually never spoken to them.
Our school or our middle school?
Our school, no, our school that we go to, like, right now. They, you know who I'm talking. You know who I'm talking about.
Wait, I don't think so.
Later. If I say bad highlights, is that giving away too much?
It's bad.
You know who I'm talking about. I've never spoken to her, and she doesn't. I spoke to her once in the bathroom in physics, Like on Monday, I think. And she,
Okay.
yeah, ew. I don't even know who
Okay.
she is, and she doesn't like me. It's re actually really funny.
The moment you said bad highlights, I knew exactly who you were talking about.
Yeah,
Oh.
it's because they're really noticeable. Yeah, oh my God. I was like, girl.
Wow.
It's so funny.
That caught me so off guard. I was not expecting you to be like, bad highlights. And I'm like, oh
That's
my,
the
I know
only
who
word
you're
I could
talking
think
about.
of other than like a not nice word to describe her. So,
Right.
yeah.
But I
Yeah.
know, yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. I think that they, I don't know. I don't know. I just like, I don't know. I think they might like kind of rub people the wrong way sometimes. But there's always room to be friends with people, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So something you had to learn the hard way, men are trash. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Yeah, I agree, honestly.
Period. What's the biggest lie you've told someone?
I cannot say that.
Oh.
I
You can say?
can't. Do I have something I can't? Wait, what?
Do you have something you can say?
Wait, what was the question again?
What's the biggest lie you've ever
What's
told?
the biggest lie I've ever told someone? Probably that their outfit. No, never mind. Never mind. Probably, I don't even know.
I immediately thought of one.
Yeah, you say it
Mine
first.
is the biggest lie I've ever told someone was the that I liked the way that they were redoing their room.
Oh my God. That's kind of funny.
No, she really liked it. And I was like, if you like it, I like it. That's it. If you like it, I love it. You know? I didn't want to hurt her feelings. I did it for the greater good, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you gonna say something or shall we move on?
No, you just, yeah. I can't say what I was gonna say, so.
Okay. I'm looking for an interesting quest. Oh, okay. What would your younger self not believe about your life today?
I have a lot of things that I just cannot say. I think that might be a little bit bad, but
Oh
like,
my word, Brenna.
no, it's just a little like off that I probably shouldn't say it, but
No, I feel like your style would be the thing that, like, your younger self.
no, I've wanted to
No?
dress the way I dress now for like a while, but like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
People probably think that I haven't, but I've literally, yeah, anyways. I don't even know.
You see?
What would my that I don't even know. That literally everybody hates me, like actually.
Oh,
Like
Brenna, everyone hates you.
no, I'm talking about just like random people. They just don't like me. I don't know why. It's really funny to me, actually.
Sometimes it can be really funny. Like, it can honestly be really funny to just watch people just dislike you for no reason. It's
Yeah.
like, all right.
Oh my God, wait,
Like, yeah.
can I put a disclaimer? I just realized that I sounded really egotistical in that one thing that I said, that no one who ever didn't like me was prettier than me. That is not what I meant. Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just gonna say, yeah, we're just gonna look past that. Pretend I didn't say it. I sounded
Okay.
really like egotistical, but yeah.
It's
Anyways,
okay.
yeah.
All right. Everyone, you know what? We all have our moments.
Yeah, a little bit.
What would my younger self not believe about my life today? Honestly, probably three things. The way that I look, because when I was younger, I envisioned myself looking a lot different than I do now.
Yeah.
Because I have way darker hair than I did back then, so I always like picture myself blonde and like different facial features, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh, how am I gonna look when I'm older? This is how I look, and I would not have expected it.
Yeah.
Two, probably my show, and three, probably that just kind of like all the stuff that's happened between like me in like elementary and me in high school. My younger self would have their little world rocked if they knew all the stuff went down. Okay. When was the last time you surprised yourself?
Probably when this lady in Victoria's Secret asked me if I worked there, and I didn't, because usually when people randomly talk to me, I hesitate to answer them because I don't like speaking to random people.
She's
But
no way.
I was like, no, I don't work here. Someone's over there though, and I was like, oh my God, why did I? Did I sound mean? I don't know. Sometimes I say things that just really, I don't think about them before I say them. So I sat. They come out a little strange.
So,
So sometimes I
to
surprise
whoever that
myself.
was, lady, we apologize.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just trying to find the drawer for my cup size. Please leave me alone. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. The last time I surprised myself was probably when I. Oh, you know what? It was yesterday because at our field day.
Oh God.
Yesterday at field day, there was okay, so basically they pulled out every single military branch that you could possibly ever imagine. And they all had stations and stuff that you could walk around, see things, kind of participate, do some activities, whatever. For the army, there was this one deadlift.
Oh
That was
my
like
God.
145 pounds, and I lifted it a foot off the ground, and I was literally so I because I wasn't expecting to be able to lift it because it was like 145 pounds at least, and I lifted it a foot off the ground.
Yeah,
It was
that
crazy. I'm
was.
so sore today. I'm really really sore, but kind of
Yeah.
worth it for
Wait, you know that
muscles.
thing? Wait, it's the you know that jumping castle thing with the two platforms where you
Yes,
beat
the
people?
jousting thing.
Me and my friend went on it and I hit her in the face on accident with the thing, but I won. That's all I'm saying. I won. So guys, beware a little bit. Just kidding. It
There
was
were
fun though.
no, I went, I know what you're talking about. I went there and I just kind of watched. There were two guys and they full on body checked each other.
Yeah, I freaking saw that.
It
They were
was so
really
entertaining.
tall. I don't know.
It was so entertaining though.
It was kind of funny.
Okay, what do you worry about the most?
People not like no, that's actually not true. I don't care if people don't like me. My friends not liking me. Or I don't know, my skirt riding up too high. That's my main concerns ever.
I feel like mine kind of involves society also. Just do people like me? Do people not like me? Do people think I'm ugly? Am I ugly? It's I just kind of always worry that people are watching my every single move, and that makes me so nervous that I can't do anything. I get so scared. Ugh.
Yeah, I usually only care if people don't like me if it's one of those, those boys, you know who I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I hope they watch this and are like, oh. Yeah,
Some of
but
them do,
basically,
actually. Some of them do.
yeah, I know they do. I know they do.
Hey, Vest. Hey, Vinci.
Yeah, some of them really don't like me, and it's just really funny because actually none of them have hit puberty yet, barely. They're kind of
It's fine. Most of them only watch my show to make fun of it, so.
yeah, it's kind of annoying. What are you doing with your life? Actually nothing. You're sitting there being racist, so
Buying my shit. I know that.
right? They're buying your stuff.
I can see who buys my stuff. I can see.
Yeah, if they decide to buy your hoodie and burn it or something, okay, you still get money. Then what's the point? You're not gonna
Second
care. You're not gonna
story.
care.
I don't give a crap. If some of you were to send me a video of them burning my hoodie, I would literally send them a snapback being like, let it die, let it die, let it shrivel up and come
Right?
on,
It's
who's with.
not like you
I
hand sewed
really
it.
don't care. I don't care. But no, all jokes aside, a majority of them are actually really cool with it. They're just kind of like, yeah,
Yeah,
that's what's
some of
up.
them have changed. Some of them.
Some of them.
Some of them, like two of them.
Would not go that far.
They've changed a little
No.
bit, but not much. They're still racist, but you know.
There are some people who are really cool with it. Other people who are watching it just to make fun of me. And to those people, hey, how are you? Hope your day's going great. God bless you.
Yeah,
What I Okay, last question for round two and last question of this episode. And I definitely want to do a part two because this is really fun. Anyway, what's something you've had to unlearn?
Like unlearn, like academically, or like,
No, just kind of like with society or academics or something like that. Something that you've had to unlearn and relearn.
I've had to like unlearn that way. I don't even know what unlearn mean. Like, I don't even know. Well, I was kind of taught that if you were like different in like your how you present yourself or like your sexuality or whatever, that like people are gonna like judge you. But now I just like don't care because like it doesn't matter in the long run. Like I'm not gonna care when I'm like 20 if somebody thinks that I am going to hell for being gay. Like, okay, then me and your girlfriend will have fun in hell, I guess, because no, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. Oh my God. But yeah, like it's just kind of stupid that people think like that. Like I don't even understand it. Like if you're just
Yeah.
like state like if you're gonna live your life full of hate, then like so be it. But like, you know, it's just weird.
Yeah. I definitely think that something I've had to unlearn is the way that I thought society worked versus the way it does.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, like, a lot of situations went unnoticed, and like to the point where no one knew about it. You know, not only were they unnoticed and underrepresented, but no one knew about it. And now that we know about it, we're having to kind of unlearn everything we thought we knew about how people are treated.
Yeah.
And now we have to relearn and kind of reintroduce the whole concept that, you know, equality is not that bad.
Yeah, because school is kind of
Equality is
taught.
not the worst.
Yeah, schools like in their like history books or whatever, they kind of mask
Yeah.
like brutality and like discrimination. Like
Dude.
they mask it a lot. They make it way better. Like it's obviously not good at all in the books that they
Yeah.
make it sound, but like they make it way less worse.
They kind of dilute it. They kind
Yeah, like
of, the
people
way they kind of washed it, I guess.
because yeah, because America doesn't want to know the bad things that they've made people do.
Exactly. No, yeah, that's like 100% on the mark. But yeah, no, I think that definitely unlearning things as a society and then relearning it to grow as like a whole is really, really important.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of the final statement that I'm gonna say,
Yeah.
just because I want to leave some mystery
Yeah.
behind. Anyway, that is like the third time I've literally done like the stupid ghost noise, just the ooh, like I need to stop, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Anywho, Brenna, thank you so much for joining me. This was so much fun. I love you.
Love you too.
Thank you. And I will see you guys. You know what? I'm gonna set a goal. I will see you guys next week. Yep. Hope you guys like this video. I swear. Hold on. You know what? We're gonna redo this. Sorry. Brenna, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Okay, I hope you guys really like this. We love playing like games and stuff. And if y'all know any like games that would be fun to play on here, let me know. You know how to reach me, you know, whatever. But this has been Get Real, and I will see you all next week. Bye.